In any case, the idea that Neanderthals crumpled in the face of competition from newly arrived Cro-Magnons strains against the evidence at least a little. Neanderthals were nothing if not tough. For tens of thousands of years they lived through conditions that no modern human outside a few polar scientists and explorers has experienced. During the worst of the ice ages, blizzards with hurricane-force winds were common. Temperatures routinely fell to 50 degrees below 0 Fahrenheit. Polar bears padded across the snowy vales of southern England. Neanderthals naturally retreated from the worst of it, but even so they would have experienced weather that was at least as bad as a modern Siberian winter. They suffered, to be sure. A Neanderthal who lived much past 30 was lucky indeed, but as a species they were magnificently resilient and practically indestructible. They survived for at least 100,000 years, and perhaps twice that, over an area stretching from Gibraltar to Uzbekistan, which is a pretty successful run for any species of being. Quite who they were and what they were like remain matters of disagreement and uncertainty. Right up until the middle of the 20th century, the accepted anthropological view of the Neanderthal was that he was dim, stooped, shuffling, and simian, the quintessential caveman. It was only a painful accident that prodded scientists to reconsider this view. In 1947, while doing fieldwork in the Sahara, a Franco-Algerian paleontologist named Camille Arambourg took refuge from the midday sun under the wing of his light airplane. As he sat there, a tire burst from the heat and the plane tipped, suddenly, striking him a painful blow on the upper body. Later, in Paris, he went for an X-ray of his neck and noticed that his own vertebrae were aligned exactly like those of a stooped and hulking Neanderthal. Either he was physiologically primitive, or Neanderthal's posture had been misdescribed. In fact, it was the latter. Neanderthal vertebrae were not simian at all. It changed utterly how we viewed Neanderthals, but only some of the time, it appears. It is still commonly held that Neanderthals lacked the intelligence or fibre to compete on equal terms with the continent's slender and more cerebrally nimble newcomers, Homo sapiens. Here is a typical comment from a recent book. Modern humans neutralized this advantage, the Neanderthals' considerably heartier physique, with better clothing, better fires, and better shelter. Meanwhile, the Neanderthals were stuck with an oversized body that required more food to sustain. In other words, the very factors that had allowed them to survive successfully for 100,000 years suddenly became an insuperable handicap. Above all, the issue that is almost never addressed is that Neanderthals had brains that were significantly larger than those of modern people. 1.8 litres for Neanderthals versus 1.4 for modern people, according to one calculation. This is more than the difference between modern Homo sapiens and the late Homo erectus, a species we are happy to regard as barely human. The argument put forward is that although our brains were smaller, they were somehow more efficient. I believe I speak the truth when I observe that nowhere else in human evolution is such an argument made.